Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chaf Vav. We left off two lines from the bottom on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Good morning, Reb Zalman, Avi, Reb Mordechai, Chanach, and Tzvika, says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon Chasan Vashushbidan V'chol B'nei Achupa Pitur Minatfilin V'chayev Mekriyashma. A chassan, and all the people helping him out, attending the wedding, the best man, the people helping make all the arrangements. V'chol b'nei achup, everybody goes to the wedding. Petur min ha-tfila, they're exempt from davening, sounds like for all 7 days of Sheva Brachos. The way they used to have weddings is they would, the chassan and kala would live, move into a house, they would have the wedding in the house, and they would live there for the whole week of Sheva Brachos. So that whole week, the whole wedding party is exempt from tfila. Because tefillah requires kavana, and they're so distracted by the wedding, they can't focus on davening. Umina tefillin, they're exempt from tefillin, Rashi says, because they're partying the whole time, and it's not respectful to the tefillin if they're partying for the chasana. They're getting drunk, they're being lightheaded, so they're partying. V'chayavim b'kriyashma. But they're obligated to get their minds together for one pasuk of Shema, Rashi says, that they should be able to do. Now, one interesting point, which we're going to come back to in the daf, today's daf a couple of times, what Rashi doesn't say it's a hesach hadas in the tefillin. He says it's a problem of a lack of kovod rosh. Sounds like Rashi's holding like the Ritva and the Ran and Rabbeinu Yonam Sechta Brachos, that a hesach hadas doesn't mean you have to be thinking about the tefillin every minute. The Ritva brings a raya. How are you allowed to daven in tefillin? You're not thinking about the tefillin when you're davening. So must be the hesach hadas means like if you talk about baseball or you're talking about some sichas chulin. But if you're partying for a chasna, it's a mitzvah, so it's not a hesach hadas. That's the Ritva's raya. We'll kind of come back to this a couple of times. What's the definition of hesach hadas in tefillin? The Rambam has a very strict opinion. We're going to come back to it. Anyway, so that's Chachamim's opinion. Mishum Rabbi Shela Amru, in the house of Rabbi Shela, they said differently. Chasan Hatter. The Chasan is actually exempt from Shema. Even from the first pasuk, he's exempt. But everybody else, they should be able to get their heads together to say one pasuk of Shema. So what are they arguing about over here? So there's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim what the machlokas is. Tanakama says a chasan is chayav in Shema, and Rabbi Shela said a chasan is exempt from Shema. What are they arguing about? So the simple pshat is that both opinions agree osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, but the question is it efshel l'kayim shneim, right? We said that Tosfos' shita is, if it's possible to do both, you don't get an exemption. So Tana Kama says, a chasan is chayev, because let him get his mind together. He could take his mind off the chasta for one pasuk, he can do it. But Rabbi Shela says, no, even for one pasuk, he's so distracted by the wedding, he can't even get his mind together for one pasuk. But they both really agree. So that's the Ritva's pshat. That's the Ritva's pshat. Others say that both opinions actually agree. We don't say osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. But they're exempt from tefillah because they can't have kavanah, and from tefillin because it's shechus kalish rosh. But you could get your head together for one pasuk of Shema. Tanakam is mechai because he says that a chasan can be mechavin for one pasuk. Rabbi Shela says no, he's tarred. He's tarred, so he can't do it. But really, both opinions hold. You don't say osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So that's a general question. How to understand this? Tanya Amar Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya. We learned in the Brisa. Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya says also very fascinating, interesting halacha, which the Rambam does not quote la halacha. Kosvei svarim tefillin mezuzas. A sefer who's writing a sefer Torah, or tefillin, or mezuzah, he's a sofer who's writing these things. L'chora, he's not doing a mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. So we said before, according to the Ran, maybe even a Hechsher mitzvah exempts you. Hein v'tagarein, salesmen, v'tagari tagarein, right, the wholesalers and the retailers. Even if you're selling tzitzis, pitur mikriyashma natfilm natfilm chomizm was pitura. Lakayim divir bios haglish and rabbis haglish. Omer haosik mitzvah patman mitzvah. Wow. So Sofer spends all day long writing Sefrei Torah, Konto Biosi Aglili, he's exempt. Now the Mefarshim say over here, the Magen Avraham is medayik from the words of Rashi, that is dafka if his intention, is for the mitzvah, to be able to provide them, but if his intention is just to make money, if his major intention in writing this stuff is just to make money, so then he's not exempt. Im ikar kavanasim listakar ina bechal osik b'mitzvah. Interesting. Because then you're doing it for business, you're not doing it for the mitzvah. Interestingly, the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. Rav Salvechik suggests in the Shiurim, right, the Rishima Shiurim, right, you're familiar with the Sefer. A lot of what I'm going to be talking about the next couple of weeks comes from this Sefer. Rav Salvechik's Chidushim on Maseches Sukkah. Rav Salvechik suggests the Rambam, Rashi writes that there's two dinim v'osik mitzvah. One of it, you're doing a mitzvah, and if you're just, you're worried about a mitzvah. That's why you need two psukim, according to Rashi. B'shivtecha b'veiseches prat lox mitzvah, v'letcha b'derech prat l'chasen. That even thoughts of a mitzvah exempt you. But the Rambam only has a din of tirda. The Rambam says the only time we apply osik mitzvah patam mitzvah is where your mind is distracted. It's all a din in tirda. That's the way the Rambam seems to say. So Rav Salvechik suggests the reason why the Rambam doesn't quote this din is that maybe a guy who's a sefer, who's writing sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos, yeah, he's doing a mitzvah, but he's not like distracted, he's not worried, he's not nervous, there's no distraction, so let him stop writing for a second and say Shema. What? He's not exempt. If a person who's tarud, he can't have kavanah, so such a person, like a guy, a chasim, is marrying a besula, so he's tarud with tirda the mitzvah, he's exempt. But a guy who's just writing the Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos, maybe he's not exempt because there's no tirda. That's what Salvechik suggests. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan. Fascinating halacha coming up. You're on a Chol HaMoed trip. Chol HaMoed trips. We all love the Chol HaMoed trips. You have to sit in a sukkah on a Chol HaMoed trip. Simple pshat in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch is, you don't. Simple pshat. What does the Gemara say? Look at it. Tana Rabbanan. Holchei Drachim Bayom. If you're traveling during the day, Pitur Menasukah Bayom, you're exempt. If you're traveling, you're exempt. You're traveling to what? The Gemara doesn't say. Take a look in Tosus. Holchei Drachim Bayom. Kol Zeh Nafka Miteishvu Kein Taduru. Shekashem Shadam Bebeso Eino Nimna Milatzeis Laderech. Sometimes you might go on a trip on a random Sunday afternoon. So Chalamoid, you go on a trip. V'chein Mitzdaer Depachul El. So I understand, you go on a camping trip on a regular Sunday during the year. So you go on a camping trip, Chol HaMoed, Teishvu Kein Taduru. You're exempt from Sukkah. You go to a Yankee game, you might take my kid to a Yankee game on a regular Sunday. Now I Chol HaMoed Sukkahs. I take my kid to a Yankee game. You have to sit in a Sukkah? You're allowed to eat outside the Sukkah. Simple pshat of the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch is, you're allowed to eat outside the Sukkah. Simple pshat. Let's read it. Holchei drachim, you're honored, you're traveling by yom, p'tur minasukka by yom. Achayav malayla, holchei drachim malayla, p'tur minasukka by layla, chayav bayom. Holchei drachim bayom, uva layla, p'tur minasukka by yom, by malayla. If you're traveling day and night, you're exempt. Let's say you're on a business trip. You're on the plane for a business trip on Chol HaMoed. Holchei drachim, you should be exempt, no? Holchei drachim bayom, p'tur minasukka by yom, by malayla. Holchin l'dvar mitzvah p'turim b'mayom b'malayla. If you're traveling to a dvar mitzvah, you're exempt both by day and both by night. The Mefarshim say over here, even at the time that you're resting at night, you're worried about the mitzvah, you're thinking about the mitzvah, and therefore you're exempt even at night. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he qualifies this Gemara. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, if you're just on a pleasure trip, so that's not what the Gemara is referring to. Holchei drachim means you have to be traveling. You have to travel on business. You have to do something. It's part of your job. It's a davar avod. You're going to lose money if you don't do it. If you have to travel, then strictly speaking, you are exempt from Sukkah. But just because you're on an optional trip, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means Hol Chedrachim, that you have to do it. I seem to recall there's like a Rashi here that seems to say that. Hol Chedrachim Bayom. Let's look at Rashi. Hol Chedrachim Bayom, Petur Mesukkah Bayom. Dechsev Besukkah Teshvu. Kishem Shechalashana Eino Nimnami Mi Leches B'derech L'schora. Rashi sticks in that word, L'schora. Interesting. Maybe that's the source of Moshe Feinstein's Psak. Just like you always have to go L'schora. I remember there was a Rashi that sounded. V'kach kol yimos hachag. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. Rashi sticks the word in. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I'm just talking halacha lemaisa, Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know, it's hard to go against it. But it sounds like the according to the letter of the law, it would sound like it. You have to look at the tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I didn't look at it inside. I just remember. I remember from teaching Sukkah that Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says that no, Chol HaMoed trips, you're not exempt from the Sukkah because you just happen to be a Hol Chedrachim, you happen to be traveling. Kiha, how do you know that a guy is on his way to go do a mitzvah is exempt from Sukkah? Kiha, Rav Chista v'Rabba Bar Rav Huna, kihavu aile b'Shabbat d'rigla l'beirish galusa. Like Rav Chista v'Rabba Bar Rav Huna, when they would go on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, they would go visit their Rebbe, the Reish Galusa, to go hear Shir. And so there would be Mekayim two mitzvahs, Rashi says. I don't know why Rashi stresses two mitzvahs. They're on their way to learn Torah, and they're also on their way to be Makbil Pnei Rabbo Beregel. Havugonu Arkasa Desura, they would sleep on the banks of the Sura River, not in the Sukkah. Amrei Anan Shluchei Mitzvah Nanu Peturin. We're on our way to do two mitzvahs. We're on our way to learn Torah, we're on our way to visit the Rebbe on Yontif. That was two out of the three that Rashi quoted on Chafei. This is probably where Rashi got it from. Says the Aruch Haner, two mitzvahs, yeah. I don't know why they had to be doing two, or just happened to be that they were doing two. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shomri Ha'ir Bayom, the watchman during the day, Petur Menasuk Bayom, V'chayavim Balayla. Shomri Ha'ir Balayla, if you're watchman at night, Petur Menasuk Balayla, V'chayavim Bayom, V'chayavim Tzuk during the day. Shomri Ha'ir Bein Bayom Bein Balayla, if you're watching both day and night, Petur Menasuk Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. Shomri Ganos Upardesim, if you're watching the orchards, to make sure the robbers don't steal or the animals don't eat. Peturim bein mayom bein balayla. Ask the Gemara, v'lev de sukkah v'hasim v'lesu. Why don't you build a sukkah there and watch from inside the sukkah? Sukkah has three walls. Abai amar teshu kein taduru. That's not the way you watch the whole rest of the year. Rava amar piritza kor laganav. If you're watching a field and you're surrounded by walls on three sides, so you're basically inviting the robber to sneak in behind the sukkah and take the stuff. My benai wasn't using two reasons. Eke benayu, the kaminta karya de peri. If you're watching just one big pile filled with fruit, so you can have a sukkah on three sides, the pile's in front of you, it's not a problem. If it's because you're worried about the ganavim, you're allowed it, you could watch it. If it's because of teshu kein taduru, then even if you're watching one pile, you don't need a sukkah. Said the Mishnah, cholin umisham sheyen are exempt from a sukkah. A sick person and the doctors taking care of him, or their friends, or taking care of the sick person, are all exempt from the sukkah. Tana Rabbanan, chol and shamer lo chol sheish bo sakana. When you say a chol is exempt from the sukkah, you don't mean a chol sheish bo sakana. The whole Torah doesn't apply to a chol sheish bo sakana. Lo chol sheish bo sakana, ela afilu chol sheim bo sakana, vaafilu chosh be'enav. Even a cholah that doesn't have sakana, even a guy whose his eyes hurt, v'afilu chash berosho, even if he has a headache, he's exempt from the sukkah. Assuming it's going to be worse in the sukkah. Teshvu kein taduru. Just like a person all the rest of the year, a cholah is not going to just, he's not going to, I mean, I don't know, maybe nowadays the metzius is different, but the mefarshim say over here, a cholah, if he's in pain, he's going to go to the doctor. He's going to go to the hospital. He's going to go sit in the backyard to relax a little bit. Therefore, he's also allowed to go out of the sukkah. So says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Rabbeinu Manoach. And the Levush writes that we're afraid that if he has to schlep into the sukkah every time he wants to eat, he's going to get sicker. He's going to get sick. He's got to schlep out to the sukkah, so he's going to get sicker. Amar Bishim Gamliel, Pamachas Chashti Be'enai Be'Kesari. One time during Sukkot, I had a pain in my eye in Kesaria. Vehitir Rabbi Yossi Beribi, and Rabbi Yossi, the sharp one, Rabbi Yossi, the big tzaddik, the big Talmud Chacham, Lishon Aniyum Sham Shai Chutz L'Sukkah, he allowed me and all of my entourage to sleep outside the sukkah because I was a chola. Rav Sharol Rav Achabadla L'Migne Bechilta. Rav allowed Rav Achabadla to sleep in a covered bed in the sukkah. B'sukkah Mishum Buki, because of the mosquitoes. So he allowed him to sleep like with a netting. Rava Sharli the Ravacha Bar Ada Lemigna Bari Mtalata. Rava allowed Ravacha Bar Ada to sleep outside the sukkah. Mishum Sircha de Argisha, because it was smelly in the sukkah. Rava Latame, the Amarava Hamitstar, Patamina Sukkah. Rava is going according to his own reasoning, because Rava said that someone who is Mitstar is exempt from the sukkah, just like you wouldn't stay in your house if it smells. You wouldn't stay in the house if there were mosquitoes. So you don't have to stay in the sukkah if you're mitzdayer. Ask the Gemara, v'anan t'nan cholun misham shem p'tur min ha-sukkah, chola in mitzdayer. Though the Mishnah only said if you're chola, not if you're mitzdayer, says the Gemara, amre, chola hu misham shev p'turin, mitzdayer hu p'tur misham shev lo. A chola, not only are you exempt, even the people taking care of you are exempt, but a mitzdayer, only you're exempt, but the people helping you out are not exempt. Why not? What's the distinction? So why are the Misham Sheikhola exempt? The Levush, why are they exempt? So the Levush says, Osek b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. They're helping take care of a sick person. It's a mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like that pshat. Therefore, he has different pshat. Misham Sheikhola are patur because of Teshvu Kein Taduru. Just like a Hatzalah guy leaves his house all the time to take care of sick people. So to Ansukas, he's a Mishamish of a Chole. Teshvu Kein Taduru, just like he is all year round. And the Aruch Laner writes that way as well. What's the difference between Misham Shei Chol and Misham Shei Mitzdayer? If you say it's Osek B'Mitzvah, so Misham Shei Chol is Osek B'Mitzvah, but a Shamish of Mitzdayer, maybe he's not Osek B'Mitzvah. But if you tell me it's because of Teshvu Kein Taduru, so just like I help a Chol, I help a Mitzdayer. So that's why that's a little bit of a difficulty according to the pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaNeh raises that problem on the Aruch HaShulchan's pshat. Listen to this interesting pshat here. Listen to this. In the Sefer Shvus Yaakov, you know why Misham Shei Chola is pater from the sukkah? Because if you don't let this guy help out the sick person, he's going to be all upset. He's going to be so upset that he's not able to help out the sick person, that he's going to be mitzdayer in the sukkah. So says the Shvus Yaakov. Wow. If you make him eat in the sukkah, they're going to be mitzdayer, but sara chola, because he's going to be thinking about the chola, that I can't help the guy out. So that's why he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. So, interesting pshat. Okay, halavai, we should all be so mitzdayer that we can't help out those people who are sick. Here we go, says the Gemara. Ochlen achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. You are allowed to eat a snack outside the sukkah. V'kama achilas arai, how much is a snack? Amar Rav Yosef, tarte o tlas beye. 2 or 3 eggs worth. There's different gears here. Some people say 2 or 3 eggs. Some people say 2 or 3 bites, which is the same as 2 or 3 eggs, the Mefarshim say. Tosa says. Now, what's the 2 or 3? What's 2 or 3? So in the Sefer Mitzvah Eson, one of the Achronim, he says like this, oh, let's review Erevin. Who remembers a Mishnah Meseches Erevin, Pei Gimel, I can't read it, it's so small. I think I need new glasses. Pei Gimel Amid Beis. Erevin, a Mishnah. What's a regular Seuda, right? For Erevin, you have to use Muslim Shtei Seudos. How much is a Seuda? So there's 2 opinions in the Mishnah. 1 opinion says 3 eggs. 1 opinion says 4 eggs. Ah, so if 3 or 4 is a regular Seuda, so it depends who you hold. 2 or 3 is a snack. That's one Shita. Beautiful, Mitzvah Eson. That's one Shita. We don't hold like that, though. Take a look at Tosfos. Tarte Otlas. Right? Tosfos had the Girsa 2 or 3. He doesn't have the Girsa Beitzim. Right? Rashi also. Take a look at Rashi. See both Rashi and Tosfos say, take a look at Rashi about halfway down the page. Tarte Otlas. He doesn't have the word Beitzim. Our Gemara has the word. Usually our Gemara follows Rashi's Girsa. But here, our Gemara does not follow Rashi's Girsa. Because our Gemara says, Tarte Otlas Be'e. Rashi just has Tarte Otlas, and Tosfos also has Tarte Otlas. But it's all the same thing. Take a look at Rashi. Tarte Otlas, Shtayim Oshalosh Pa'amim Yitin Lasoch Piv. Morsels. 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 There you have it. Two or three morsels. Tarte Otlas, right? We spent our whole elementary school doing this, right? You look at the Loaz Elaz and the Rashi. Oh, what word is it? What word is it? Morsels. There you have it. Yeah, that must be what it meant in old French. Tarte Otlas, Pirish Bekunches Lukatosis, Shtayim Oshalosh Pa'amim Yitin Tok Piv. Morsels. Belaz. It doesn't make a difference. All the same thing. How much could your mouth hold at one time? It's all the same thing. But now let's get to the end. How much a yeshiva bachar eats before going to shir? We'll see it in 1 second. That's only bread. Depere lo bayusuka. Fruit, you could have 10 mouthfuls, you could have 10 kibetzim, and you don't have to eat it in the sukkah. Oh, let's see. So, what's the shear of a snack? Amar Rav Yosef Tarte Otlas Be'e, 2 or 3 beitzim. Amar Le'abai Vazimin Sagi and Sagle Linish Bahachi. What do you mean? That's a whole meal. 2 or 3 beitzim, that's a ton. It's like 6 pieces of bread. 2 or 3 beitzim. 6 pieces of white bread. 2 or 3 pieces of rye bread. That's a meal. The amount of breakfast the yeshiva bachar eats before he's running into shir in the morning. In the old days, they used to have their big meal was lunchtime. Breakfast was, you took a little bit. So one kibetza. So that's a snack. A mouthful. Oh. But fruit, as much as you want outside the sukkah. Bread, you could have a kibetza outside the sukkah. More than a kibetza is already a meal. Tanu Rabbanan, ochlen achilas arayi chutz l'sukkah, ve'en yishenim, shinas arayi chutz l'sukkah. You're allowed to eat a kibetza snack of bread outside the sukkah, but you're not allowed to sleep, even a temporary sleep outside the sukkah. Why? Because we're afraid a temporary sleep is going to turn into a permanent sleep. My time, Amar Ravashi, gzeira shema yerodeim. We're afraid the temporary sleep is going to turn into a permanent sleep. When it comes to tefillin, you are allowed to sleep a temporary sleep in the tefillin. Avaloshinas keva, but you're not allowed to sleep a permanent sleep. Lecha shema yeradim. Why aren't we worried? Maybe you'll fall asleep. You hear this? You're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah even in temporary sleep because we're afraid it's going to turn into a permanent sleep. But you're allowed to sleep a temporary sleep in the tefillin, and we're not. Even though you're not allowed to sleep a permanent sleep in the tefillin. And we're not worried it's going to turn into permanent sleep. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Ask the Shagasari. There's an obvious answer to this question. A permanent sleep outside the sukkah is Aser Midoraisa. So you're not allowed to sleep a temporary sleep because maybe it'll turn into a permanent sleep. But a permanent sleeping in your tefillin, why you're not allowed to sleep permanent sleep in your tefillin? We're afraid you're going to pass gas. It's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Shema Yofiach Bahen. Maybe you won't show respect to the tefillin when you, but in a temporary sleep, we're not worried about that. So, the reason you're not asked, it's a gzera l'gzera. If you're gonna tell me you can't sleep a temporary sleep because you might sleep a permanent sleep, and if you sleep a permanent sleep, you might come to pass gas. So that we don't do. It's a gzera l'gzera. But in the case of permanent sleep by sukkah, the permanent sleep itself is usher. So that's why you're not allowed to sleep a temporary sleep. It's only one gzera. So asks the Shagasari. So first he suggests, maybe since maybe it's not really gzera l'gzera, because if you pass gas in your tefillin, it's a bizayin of the tefillin, it's in a violation of Issa d'oraisa. Okay, but then he further asked, but still, it's a step removed. You're not sure it's going to happen. So then he asks, comes to say, the Shagas Aryeh says, it's karov levadai, if you sleep a permanent sleep, that you're going to pass gas in the tefillin. It's karov levadai. So it's not a gzera l'gzera, it's only one gzera, because if you sleep permanently, it's almost for sure it's going to happen. Anyway, but the Gemara asks it as a kash. Amar Rav Yosef, Berei de Rav Eloi, B'moseh shinasa l'acherim. No, you know why you're allowed to sleep a temporary sleep in your tefillin? It's talking about a case where you have somebody who's going to wake you up. And that's okay by a sukkah also. Maskevler, M'shasha, Arvacha, Arvatsarach. How does that help? Maybe the guy who's supposed to wake you up is going to fall asleep. Says the Gemara, Alam, Rav, Arachan, Rav Yerichanan, B'miniach Rosh Ben Birko Vaskin. We're talking about a guy who puts his head between his knees and takes a little cat nap. We're not afraid it's going to turn into a permanent sleep. That's one answer. Rava Amar Ein Keva Lashina. Rava has a different answer. He says that by a sukkah, even a temporary sleep, sometimes that's all a person sleeps. So there's no difference in temporary and permanent by sukkah. But by tefillin, a temporary sleep, we're not worried you're going to pass gas, and by permanent sleep, we are, and therefore there's a difference. And now the Gemara has three brises. Tani Chada, one brise says, Yashnad ben tefillin shinas arrival, lo shinas keva. You could sleep a temporary sleep, but not a permanent sleep. Vitani Yidich, another brise says, Bein keva, bein arai. You're allowed to sleep both temporary and permanent in your tefillin. Vitani Yidich, lo keva, velo arai. You're not allowed to sleep temporary nor permanent. Loi kasha, hadanakat lebi yaday. When do we say you're not allowed to sleep neither temporary nor permanent with your tefillin? If you're holding them in your hands, if you sleep temporary or permanent, they can fall out of your hands and it's going to be a bizayon to the tefillin. If they're on your head, then you're allowed to sleep temporary but not permanent because we're not afraid you're going to pass gas. Ha de parasuji leve. When is it mutter to do both temporary and permanent? If you cover them over with the boxes and put them next to you and you go to sleep, we're not afraid you're going to roll over on top of them. Says the Gemara, v'kama shinas harai. How much is a temporary sleep day that you're allowed to sleep in your tefillin and not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah? Tani rat roim by yechesel kadeh hilach mea amma. The amount of time it takes to walk 100 amas. The Mishnah Berurah writes this is 54 seconds. You're not allowed to sleep even 54 seconds outside the sukkah, and you are allowed to sleep 54 seconds inside with your tefillin on. Tani nami hachay yashim betefillin v'ro akeri. Person is sleeping with his tefillin on and he was a bal keri. So he can't wait till he washes his hands. Ochiz b'ritzua, he holds on to the straps. Ve'in ochiz b'ktzitzi, you can't touch the bottom because they have a shin written on them. Divi Rabbi Yaakov, v'chom omrim, yashinam tefillin shinas harai. You're allowed to sleep only a temporary sleep, but lo shinas keva. So you're never going to see keri because you don't sleep a shinas keva. V'kama shinas harai, k'dei hilach mea amo. Like we said earlier, 100 amos. Now I have a bunch of things to say here. I don't know how much time we have. But there's a bunch of things to talk about this. What do I want to talk about? I want to talk about this. According to the Gemara says you are allowed to sleep a temporary sleep in the tefillin. Asks the Ritva, why isn't that a hesach hadas from your tefillin? Remember I said we're going to talk about this. Answers the Ritva, hesach hadas is where a person is awake and he thinks about baseball. But if you're sleeping, so you're not thinking about anything, it's not a hesach hadas. And the Ritva brings a proof. You know you're allowed to daven in the tefillin, you're allowed to say shema, you're not thinking about the tefillin, it's not a hesach hadas. Because you're not thinking about baseball. So we see according to the Ritva, hesach hadas doesn't mean you have to be thinking about the tefillin every moment. It means you can't think about baseball while you're wearing tefillin. However, if you look at the Rambam, Perek Dal, Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Yudalet, writes, hesach hadas, even for one moment, that you're not thinking about the tefillin. So the question is, how are you allowed to sleep a shinas harai? Seder of Salvechik, hesach hadas is not like a bizayon to the tefillin. It's only, hesach hadas is only a problem when you're being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. If you're sleeping, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, there's no problem with hesach hadas. But the din of guf naki, that's a bizayon. If you're going to pass gas, it's even when you're sleeping. Even when you're not being yotzei the mitzvah. And therefore, any time that the tefillin are on you, even if you're sleeping, it's a problem. Maybe you'll pass gas. Furthermore, there's a beautiful Rambam, an amazing Rambam, in Perek Dal Tefillin Halacha Chafei, where he talks about the sanctity of the tefillin. He writes there, Kedusha sa tefillin, Kedusha sa gedolahi. She calls man sha tefillin berosho v'al zro. When the tefillin's on you, you're an un of your Yerei Shemayim. The tefillin has an impact on you. You're an un of Yerei Shemayim, and you're not going to be causing lightheadedness. You're not going to make jokes, and you're not going to talk about the Yankees. Ve'eno mahara machshavos ros, ela mefana libo b'divrei ha'emes v'atzedek. When you're wearing tefillin, you're only going to speak words of truth and righteousness. So according to the Rambam, if you're thinking about davening, that's not a hesach hadas, according to the Rambam. These things are the whole goal of the tefillin. The whole goal of the tefillin is to talk about davening. It's not a hesach hadas at all. That's the whole goal of the tefillin, is to speak words of emes and tzedek and tefillah and Talmud Torah and Kriya Shema. So you see that according to the Rambam, the Ritva's Raya is not a Raya, because Hesach Hadas doesn't mean that you're not thinking about the tefillin. It's okay not to think about the tefillin according to the Rambam. The Ritva brought a Raya. You see from the fact that you're allowed to daven, you see that Hesach Hadas means you don't have to be thinking about it all the time. The Rambam says, no, you do have to be thinking about it all the time. But what's the goal of wearing the tefillin? Thinking about what? Thinking about Divrei Kedusha, thinking about Divrei Emes V'Tzedek. That itself is what the whole goal of wearing. You wear tefillin all day long. You're not going to be only thinking about the tefillin all day long. That's what the Rambam says. Even if you're Masiach Rega Echad, meaning Rega Echad, not from Divrei Torah, not from Divrei Emes, Divrei Tzedek. That's the goal. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav. Aser la'adam lishin bayom yoser mishina sasus. A person is not allowed to sleep during the day. Forget about the sukkah at all. You're not allowed to take a nap during the day more than a horse sleeps. Yeah, how much is that? V'kamashina sasus shisin nishme, 60 breaths, 3 shitas in the poskim, 3 hours, 30 minutes, 3 minutes. 3 shitas in the poskim. You're not allowed to sleep during the day. Why not? Bittul Torah. They say Rav Aaron Lichtenstein never used to nap during the day. So I will tell you that Kamenetsky is careful. Kamenetsky doesn't sleep on Shabbos. Kamenetsky does not sleep on Shabbos afternoon. Kamenetsky sleeps on Friday night. He sleeps on Friday night, but Kamenetsky does not sleep on Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos afternoon is reserved for learning. Anyway, I prepare Shabbos' daf and Sunday's daf and Shnayim Mikra. That's the whole Shabbos afternoon right there. Now, oh, so Amar Abai, Shansei Demar, my master, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. That was the rabbi who raised Abai. Abai was an orphan from birth. That's why his name was Abai. He used to go around saying, Avaye, Avaye, where's my daddy? Where's my daddy? So Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, that was his Rebbe and also his like mentor who raised him. Shansei Demar Kederav, Uderav Kederebi. Rabbi Nachmeni slept during the day the amount that Rav slept during the day. And Rav slept like Rebbe during the day. The Rebbe came to David. And Rebbe came from Malchus Beis David. He was a direct descendant from David HaMelech. He would sleep the amount that David slept during the day. But David could desusia. David would sleep like a horse during the day. Udesusia shisin nishme. 60 horse breaths. 3 shitas. Right, some say that the Arizal used to sleep. It was well known he used to sleep on Shabbos afternoon, 2 or 3 hours. So you see that less than 2 or 3 hours is okay. But others say no. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to sleep on Shabbos more than Shish and Nishmos, because there's a mitzvah for a Talmud Chacham, especially who learns the whole rest of the week. He's allowed to be ma'aning the Shabbos by sleeping. So others say it's 30 minutes, and some say it's 3 minutes. Says the Bir Halacha, Bal Nefesh Yachmir Al Atzmo Lefi Kocho. Wow. Bir Halacha says, people should try not to sleep during the day. There's too much to accomplish. How can you sleep during the day? Abai Havanoim Kidema'ayel Mipumadisa Lebekuve. Abai used to nap during the day. The amount of time it takes to travel from Pumadisa Lebekuve. Kari Alei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef got upset with him. Ad Masai Otzel Tishka, Masai Toko Mishnasecha. He called about him the Pasuk in Mishlei. You're such a lazy guy. You're sleeping a little bit like it takes to travel from Pumadisa to Beikuve. Tana Rabbana, our rabbis taught in a Braisa. By the way, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that from here it sounds like against the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says that David HaMelech used to sleep at night, shisa nishme. Here it sounds like he used to sleep by day, shisa nishme. So the Rama says from this Gemara, it sounds like, no, at night he used to sleep more than that. The Aruch Laner tries to answer up the Stirin Gemara. I didn't look it up. I didn't have a chance to look it up. Tan Rabbanan. Hanechnas lishen biyom. If a person comes to sleep during the day, ratza choleitz, ratza meniach. If he wants, he can wear the tefillin. Because he's not going to sleep with shinas keva. Balayla, choleitz v'eino meniach. You can't wear your tefillin at night because we're afraid maybe he'll sleep permanently. Divrei Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yosi omer hayiladim la'olam choltzin. Young kids, young married kids, they should always take off their tefillin. V'eino menichin, v'pnei shiregilim betumah. Because young kids usually are going to engage in tumah. Lamech, what does that mean? Lamech is of Rabbi Yossi, bal keri yasal anich tefillin. I'm Rabbi Yino, b'yiladinu nushosei mimai maskin. I meant with kids, with their wives, with them. We're afraid shami yavolu dehergal davar. We're afraid maybe they'll come to have marital relations while their tefillin are on them, and that's also because it's a bizayon to the tefillin. Tan Rabbanan, shachach v'shimish p'tasu b'tefillin. If you forgot and you had marital relations while wearing tefillin, don't forget, they used to wear tefillin all day. If you had marital relations, you're not allowed to touch anything. You've got to wash your hands, and then take the tefillin and remove them. We're afraid that maybe your hands will be dirty from the tashmish amita, and you'll touch the tefillin and be bizarre. You've got to first wash your hands and then remove the tefillin. Okay, a little bit more. Says the Mishnah, they gave to Rabbi Gamliel just to taste the food. Ulu Rabbi Gamliel shnei kosavos. They brought Rabbi Gamliel two dates. Udeli shomayim and a pitcher of water. Va'amru helam l'sukkah. He said, bring them up to the sukkah. What? It's against what we just said. Well, the Gemara is going to ask that. Ukishenaslo l'Rabbi Tzadok ochel pachas mikabetsa. When they brought Rabbi Tzadok food less than a kabetsa, he did three things. Natlo b'mapa. He didn't wash his hands. Va'achlo chutz l'sukkah. He ate it outside the sukkah. It was less than a kabetsa. You didn't bench. It was more than a kazayis, less than a kabetza. He held like Rabbi Yehuda, who said you only chayiv to bench if you eat a kabetza. But less than a kabetza, a kazayis, you're not chayiv to bench. We don't hold like that. There's a long tosis over here. I ran out of time. I can't talk about it. Maybe we'll give you the highlights. Says the Gemara, Maisa Listar. How's the Gemara bringing a riot? The guy had a snack and he brought it to the sukkah. It's against what we just said. A snack. We said you don't need the sukkah. Chisur Machsavachtan. The word's missing. In Balach, Meral Atzmo. If a guy wants to be machmir and even eat a snack in the sukkah, machmir, you're allowed to be machmir. V'les be'bishim yuhara. It's not gaiva. The Mefarshim explained it's gaiva if you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, when you're exempt. But if it's just that you didn't have enough and the rabbis didn't want to be matriach you for a snack, and I want to be bring even a snack to the sukkah, that's not gaiva. You're allowed to do that. Umay senami, maybe l'ram yochem and zakel litam zatasha. I mean, gulir shnekuzav zlishan mayim v'amru helam l'sukkah. It's not gaiva. If you want to eat it outside the sukkah, you're not an idiot for eating outside the sukkah. If you want to eat in the sukkah, you're allowed to be machmir. Ha kibetza by sukkah. Sounds like if it was a kibetza, it needed a sukkah. Lamentav tiyufta the Rav Yosef. Va abaye. Says Gemara, no. Dilma pachas mi kibetza. Netilu bracha lo by. Ha kibetza by netilu bracha. No. A kibetza, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Why do you have less than a kibetza? Less than a kibetza, you're not chayev to wash and bench, he held. But really, even if you had a kibetza, he could eat that outside the sukkah. But the case was less than the kibetza because he was doing three things. He ate it outside the sukkah, he didn't wash, and he didn't bench. Because he held you only wash and bench for a kibetza. We don't hold that way. This long tosis over here says that we hold that you wash and bench even on a kazayas. Like Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Meir says even a kazayas you wash and bench. Rabbi Huda says you need a kibetza. All this is midorabbanan, pashup shat is midoraisi, only wash and bench on the kadeis sviya. You have to fully have a kadei sphere. There's so much to talk about this Tosas. I'll just give you 60 seconds, 120 seconds about it. This Tosas talks about what's the din of a grape. We talked about this in brachos. One grape is less than a kazayas. So you mechuyev to make a bracha achrona, so it's a suffic brachos. That's a shayla, beria, a whole complete grape or one piece of pomegranate. It's a beria. It's a complete thing by itself. Some rishonim hold. The Yerushalmi sounds like you make a bracha achron on a beria. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, the poskim advise, don't ever eat only one grape. Because here, if you're in one grape, you're in a situation of suffic bracha achrona. Some hold that you're not mechuyev to make a bracha, it's a bracha levatala. And others say no. So don't eat one grape. If you're eating grapes, have at least three or four grapes at a time. For most of us, This is not a problem. We could have make sure you have more than one grape at a time, because you have to have at least a kezias, because if you have at least a kezias of grapes, so then you're mechuyev in bracha achrona according to all the shitas. So that's 2 days. Tosas here presents machlokas bavli yushami. What's the din of beria? If you have a full grape, or I don't know, let's say you have one full kernel of wheat, and you have sugar smacks or something, you eat one full kernel. That's going to be a problem. Suffolk bracha achrona, it's a full kernel. So maybe you're chayiv in bracha achrona just for one. That's one issue discussed in the Tosas. The other issue discussed in this Tosas is in the very end of the Tosas, right? Question is, the Tosas quotes from that Gemara and Brachas that we had on Memches, that Shimon ben Shetach was able to be Motze Yane HaMelech had he only eaten a Kezias, even though Yane ate a Kedei Sevia. That's a Pella. What's going on over here, right? If he only ate a kezai, he's only chayim benching midrabanan. If Yanai and his wife, they ate a kedei svia, they ate a full meal, they're chayim benching midraisa. How could someone only eat a kezaias who's only chayim benching midrabanan? How can it be motzi somebody who eats a kedei svia who's chayim benching midraisa? That's a big shaila. 4 answers in Rishonim. We discussed this in Brachos. The simple answer is. Some say maybe Yana only had a kezias of bread, but he had a kedei svia from other stuff. Others say once you eat a kezias, if you're betoras benching midoraisa, even if you only ate a shir drabanan, your benching is a benching minatora. You could be motzi somebody who ate a kedei svia also, because your benching has a chalos shame benching midoraisa, even though the shir was only drabanan, but you benched daraisa. As opposed to a kid who's under bar mitzvah, he can't even create a benching midoraisa, so he can never be motzi a gadol in benching, but if you're gadol who eats a shir drabanan can say benching midoraisa. A lot of different answers over here. Okay, Abaisai, we will stop here. We'll pick it up again Bezes Hashem tomorrow from the Mishnah on Chav Zayin. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day.